Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of the Merry-Go-Round podcast. My name is Mary Brasha, and I'm your host. This podcast is powered by Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball. Before we hop into this episode, I want to talk to you guys about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those with a competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of the show. Super thankful for everyone who keeps tuning in to these episodes. And if you like the Merry-Go-Round podcast, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We just got back from the Houston PPA. It was another good tournament run by the PPA, and now the tour is coming to SoCal this week. It is a home tournament at Los Cab, and I'm just super excited to be able to play at home and be surrounded by the SoCal pickleball crew. It's going to be so fun to cheer and support all the people we get to practice and train with in SoCal. So really looking forward to this event. If you are in the SoCal area, be sure to come out and support Pro Pickleball. It'll be a super fun weekend. Now I'm going to introduce you guys to our guest for the day. He is a top 10 singles player in the world. Originally from Spain, he has now risen through the ranks in Pro Pickleball and is one of the most entertaining and charismatic players on tour. And he's also really good at the sport. And he's my current mixed doubles partner, and we are growing together as a team, and it's been super fun sharing the court with him and having the good positive vibes and energy. So I'm super excited for you guys to hear from today's guest, Jaume Martinez Vic. Hello, Jaume, and welcome to the Merry-Go-Round podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you? I know you're not a big morning person, so is this early for you?
No, actually I had to wake up to run some errands. I had to go pick up my car today. It was landing in LA. And so I was awake at 7:30.
Oh, wow.
I'm very awake now.
You are wide awake, and wow, your car has been sent to the mainland. Where are you going to go today, next? Where are your travels taking you?
Today I am, after this, I'm going to have breakfast because I haven't eaten anything yet, but, I will go to Los Cap, train a little bit, and then I'll go to the host house where I'm staying. It's in Newport. So yeah, that's my plan for today.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Jaume, you are one of the most entertaining players on tour, and you're so good at pickleball. I want you to tell the viewers a little bit about your recent success. You had a great run in men's doubles with Augie in North Carolina. How did it feel to make the final?
It was awesome. I kind of knew on the back of my head that at one point it would happen, just because I had to put a bunch of stuff together in my doubles game. I always got mostly confused between singles and doubles. I never had the chance to divide it and learn just doubles or just singles. And so finally it's coming along and I feel very comfortable playing doubles now.
Yay. You're a double specialist now. I'm just kidding. You're so good at singles too.
I have to say that I'm really, really enjoying playing doubles. And before 5 months ago, I actually didn't like doubles that much. I thought that singles was the way to go. And now I'm starting to develop more liking towards doubles than singles. It's kind of interesting.
Really? Okay. Good to know. Well, can you tell us a little bit about you know, the difference in what you're working on in your doubles game right now, and if you have something, what's like a tip for someone who's trying to work on that too?
Well, my trick or my key has been to watch a lot of film. I always knew, well, as everybody knows, I'm not like a big training person, just because I always thought that since I trained a lot in tennis and I spent a lot of time, a lot of hours developing my tennis background, I did think I do have all the strokes, but I never put the time on learning patterns or structure in the point. And that was what I was lacking the most in my doubles. And I put a little bit more time on watching other people playing, like better pros than me. And it made the whole total difference. So I would say for people that does have a big background in tennis, just put time on watching film and how pros move, where they dink, and how do they cover the counters. And for people that don't have that that strong background in tennis, I would say then they have to drill a little bit more their shots. That would be my advice.
Great advice. Okay, pretty soon you're going to have to start your own podcast and YouTube videos, you know, to give all the advice to everyone.
I actually would love to have one if it wouldn't be so much work. I'm pretty busy living my life day to day in the road. So I don't even know how would I start the podcast, honestly.
Well, that's okay. Maybe in the future. But yeah, Jaume, you are on the go. You are always in a new place. I feel like when we try to coordinate our practice, which, by the way, side note, it was so fun when we trained at Los Cab before we started playing some mixed doubles together. I remember you were trying to hit my shot, the merry-go-round, and, you know, you're still working on it.
Yeah, it was on my side, it was a total fail. I think it takes a different set of skills that I have not developed or will develop anytime soon. So I'll let you be the queen of the merry-go-round, and I'll just stay behind on that.
Thank you. But no, anyway, what I wanted to say is you're on the go and you're super busy, but what is a day in the life like of Jaume?
It depends if there is competition or not. If there is competition, okay, it's pretty simple. Just waking up like late, probably rushing to my matches, to the warm up with you, and then just going through my day. But a day when I'm not competing, I'm trying to figure out what's my next move. As you know now, more than anybody, I'm like last minute kind of guy decisions. So I won't have a clue of what I'm doing like the next 2 days. It just, everything changes. If I have a plan from somebody telling me like, come here, do this, do that, I always say yes, and I get busy, and yeah, I have no clue what I'm doing. So just improvising.
You definitely go with the flow, which I'm trying to get better at because I am such a planner, and it's okay. I guess there's different ways of functioning with this crazy pro pickleball lifestyle, but yeah, it's so funny how we're opposites. But you know what? We make it work, and we are a rising team in mixed doubles. I'm so excited to play with you this weekend at the Los Cab Open. It's at my home club. You're playing with Tyson this weekend too. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm super excited to play with both of you. With Tyson, just I played a lot of rec with him, and I feel like we can do very good. We have a very high energy both, and we can joke around. So yeah. Definitely, I'm very excited to play with him. Also, he has is a very powerful player, just like me. We like to hand battle and drive and serve big. So I can win for that. And for you, I'm really excited too, because we're starting to find our patterns that work and really melting our games together. At the beginning, it was a little harder for us. You know, we didn't understand much when you slide, when I'm covering, stuff like that. Yeah. But now I feel like we're melting it together, and it's just exciting to see how our games melt together and develop. It's great.
Yeah, it's super fun, and it's super fun to build on that and just keep getting better as a team. I think that's really important for any partnership in pickleball, is to play multiple tournaments with someone to be able to like get used to one each other and build that chemistry, all that kind of stuff. But super excited to play with you as well. We have the energy. We were so close to beating Dekel and Tina, and they made the final. So you know what, everyone? We are on the way. Yeah. But Jaume, when you are not playing pickleball this weekend in California, are you going to go surfing at all?
Well, yeah, I would actually like to do that. I just saw that today, Callan and Kento, which are my best friends in tour, They just went surfing in San Diego, and I'm a little jealous of that. So if I'm not playing on the weekend, I'll probably drive to San Diego and try to catch some surf for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we want to jump back in time a little bit to pre-pickleball and tell us about where you're from.
I'm from Spain, from Mallorca originally, born and raised in Ireland.
Well, what did you do growing up? Like, what did you do there?
I guess my growing up, it's very different of the growing up that people in US have, I would say, or at least what I've seen. I grew up more like in a suburb where you take your bike and you go hang out with your friends, play soccer in the street, you know, more like a free soul. I was most of the time out of the house. If anything, my parents had to call me and be like, dude, you have to come home.
Well, everyone, you may notice that Jaume is now in a different spot because his phone overheated. So we're glad you made it back, Jaume.
Well, I'm glad there was like a shade parking like right next to it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what to do.
We are glad you made it back and we can continue this interview. So let's get back to talking about your background a little bit. You were talking about how you're a free soul. You grew up doing lots of fun things in Spain. Tell us more about those.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in an island, so I was doing things of like whatever island people do, you know. We take our bikes, we go play soccer in the street, we were like hanging out most of the time, hanging out with my friends. Right. We weren't very strong on like a school and stuff like that. It's more like we were just adventuring every day. I wouldn't show at home for 3 days and my mom would be like fine with it, you know. so yeah, and most of the time I had a tennis club close to home. And I would spend a lot of time there too. I would go with my bike and just play with whoever was available. And yeah, that's how everything started.
That sounds so fun. And then you got into tennis. You were a tennis
player. I was playing tennis and soccer until I was maybe 13, something about that. And then I had to decide which sport I wanted to pursue. And in soccer, I was pretty good too. I did choose tennis just because of the fact that in soccer I would play really good and I would score and unfortunately.
Were you a forward?
I was like the guy that was going really fast and like, you know, but unfortunately my goalkeeper was really bad. So we keep losing because he couldn't stop the ball. Right. So was pissing me off because I was like, wow, I'm playing really good. I'm still losing. So might as well play tennis, which if I play good, I win. And if I play bad, I lose. It's my fault. Nobody else's. So I ended up taking tennis.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. And you are a tennis star. Now, do I have this right? Have you hit with Nadal a little bit?
When I was in Mallorca, it's a little island, right? So there's not that many players that played professionally over there. I was just starting my career playing futures and some challengers. And when Rafa was being home, he either had to fly people over or he had the choice to have somebody local come, either me or some other people that was playing at the same level, and we just lucky enough to hit some balls with him.
That is so cool. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I have to say he made me realize I wasn't gonna make it also.
He crushed your dreams. He crushed
exactly. I watched my coach and I said to him, dude, I don't think I'm gonna make it. I don't think I'm gonna hit like him ever in my entire life. Even if I practice every day 24 hours, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Did Dang, that had to be tough. Did you play on the clay a lot?
No, with him, I used to practice in hardcore, but growing up, always it was clay courts for me. Yeah.
Okay, do you think pickleball will ever be played on clay? Have you ever tried that?
Damn, I would be surprised. If the ball bounces bad in a hardcore, I don't even want to imagine how it's going to bounce in a clay court.
We'll have to see if that ever happens. Maybe.
Well, if that happens, I might be number one.
There you go. Okay, look out, world. Clay pickleball coming to you soon. Okay, well, then your tennis took you to Hawaii. I mean, how cool was it to live in Hawaii and play tennis?
I did quit tennis before I went to college. Yes, I did play pro for a while, and then I stopped playing tennis. I was burned out. I didn't want to play anymore. Yeah. And so I received an email of a tennis recruiter from US that they saw me play back when I was 16, and they said, oh, you play really good. Would you be interested to still pursue your tennis in college? And I was like, sure. I mean, I haven't played in forever, but I don't have a ranking. I don't have anything. So up to you guys. And then basically they told me, well, how about you train a little bit and then you play a tournament, and then we see from there if we want you or not. And I did that. I trained for like 2 months again. It was a summer. It was like June and July. I trained hard again. Played a future in, I don't ever know where the future was. But I went through qualies and won one or two rounds in main draw against against a top 500 or something like this. I don't remember quite well. But after the tournament, they told me, yes, we want you. And turned out I wasn't eligible for D1 because I played pro before, and NCAA rules banned me from D1 for 1 year. And so since I wasn't really playing tennis anymore, I wanted to go to a place where I would enjoy my life rather than being practicing hard every day. So Hawaii was the choice. My plan at the beginning was to do 1 year in D2 and then change to D1. But I had so much fun that I said, guys, I'm staying in D2. I love you here. So I stayed in Hawaii. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And what besides tennis in Hawaii, like, what was the highlight of going to school there? Like, what was so special about it?
Well, I would say that the local people in Hawaii, they kind of have a same kind of life that I would have before in Spain. Like, I was going with the bike and playing soccer in the streets. In Hawaii, they were surfing. All the kids are just going and skating and stuff like that. So I did really like that it was similar to the life I had before. And the people is super nice. And we were not super practicing 5 hours a day. So that was a highlight for me.
You like to keep it chill and go with the flow. It's super cool. And Jaume, then you found pickleball. Pickleball is now your life. You are traveling the country. How did you find it?
Well, it's interesting because I never heard of pickleball before. I did hear one time in 2016 about pickleball. Okay. But I didn't pay much attention to it. I was still playing college and I just didn't pay attention to it. But after I graduated, I opened kind of like a tennis structure program in Hawaii that I was working on for the last 4 or 5 years before I found pickleball. And one day I got home and switched on the TV, and one of my opponents of college tennis back in the teams in D2 was Pablo Teles. And Pablo was playing a final or a semifinal or something in TV against Tyson. And so I saw it and I tested him. I was like, dude, what is this? You're in TV. That's pretty cool, right? And then he was like, yeah, you should try. And little, you know, I did sign up for a 5-0 tournament in California in November 2022 or something. And I borrowed a paddle because I didn't own a paddle. I didn't know how to count. Nothing. So showed up there, and little did you know, I won. And so, but it was a, yeah, it was a 5-0 tournament. And so there was this person, his name was Don, and he was one of the vendors in the 5-0 tournament. And he said, I'm a vendor in the next PPA in Takeya Showcase, which was my first PPA ever. And he told me, what about you come? We'll help you out with your stay and this and that. And, I did show up to the tournament. And I beat on the first round, I beat Julian Arnold, which he was seed 3 or something like this. Yeah. And then I made it around to quarterfinals in my first ever tournament. And then I thought, well, I mean, if I borrowed the paddle, I don't know how to count. And I made quarterfinals now, might as well give it a try. And here where we are, a year later, here, a year and a half. Yeah.
Here you are. Wow, yep. What a story. Okay, I didn't realize that that's how you got into it. So thank you, Pablo. And thank you, you said Don, that was his name. Thank you to yeah. them yeah. for really helping you get started on this journey. And what has been one of your favorite pickleball tournament memories so far?
I would say my favorite, it would be in Dallas, the week and a half that we had the MLP and we had nationals.
That was a fun week.
I had good results. I also got to meet a lot of new people. I got to meet the owner and founder of CEO, which, until then we only had FaceTimes and we only had calls, but finally in Dallas he came all the way from Australia to watch me, and wow. and it was just a highlight that I did good, and on top of that I meet him, he's a great guy. Also I had like another Spaniard friend that he helped me, he coached me in tennis and he in college, and he coached me in pickleball, you know, whatever he knows he tells me, and I kind of try to do it, and it worked out. And And so I had a lot of people that was close to me. Usually my results are very tied to who am I hanging around during that tournament. If I'm having fun, most likely I'm winning. And if I'm bored, most likely I'm just getting out of there. So having good people around me, it always helps me a lot.
We need the good vibes and energy, and then we're going to yep. make it to the final. That's the yep. key.
Pretty man. It worked for me like that in tennis too.
Okay.
In tennis, whenever I was traveling with my good friends, I was making great results. Whenever I was traveling yeah. just with the coach or something, I was like, dude, get me out of here. I don't want it.
I think that's so true. Well, first of all, yeah, Nationals 2023 was just one of my favorite tournaments too, because Maggie and I like had a great result as well. And yeah, we were both there on Sunday, Jaume. Go us. That was so yep. fun. And I'll never forget that. But I totally agree. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like the tournaments where I'm around, you know, my people. And for us, it's when we have a SoCal crew that travels to a tournament. It just always makes you feel a little more at home, a little bit more comfortable. And I think that allows you to play better. So that's a really good take. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Yes. Well, Jaume, you are one of the most entertaining players on tour. You are always putting on a show and interacting with the crowd, and you're such a good player too. How do you balance keeping the focus of playing a big match, but also having fun?
Well, that's interesting. I'm still working on that.
Okay.
A lot of times I get burned. I mean, the better the player I have in front, the more times I get burned when I try to like make the show and make the point longer and play the drops and all this kind of stuff, because every ball that I give them, it gives them a chance to have a good shot. So the better player yeah. they are, the most likely a good shot is going to come at some point. If I give him 10 chances, guaranteed one of them is going to be good and I'm going to get burned. But I try to play point by point. I don't really like plan it before the point to do something right. like that. It just kind of develops that I get the upper hand on the point and I feel like I can play a little bit around.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I said, I get burnt a lot of times, but at least I make highlights for them and that makes me happy.
Yes. Do it for the highlight reel. No, you have so much fun. I remember we were just playing in Houston and you were just casually talking to the people in the crowd. And I just think that's so amazing that you're able to play at such a high level and, you know, keep it fun. But yeah, that's what brings you success for sure.
Well, I have to say that one of the reasons why I'm not that nervous when I do that is because like if I have to figure out myself what to do in every point, I kind of overthink a little bit maybe. So it's easier for me to just ask whoever is there, should I do this or that? And then they go like, yeah, yeah, serve forehand and do that. I'm like, fine. And I'll just do it. And that's good. So whenever I'm playing a match, if anybody has a suggestion, just tell me because I'll do it. It don't matter.
You are open to the crowd coaching you.
Yep, exactly.
Nice. Okay, Jaume. Well, this has been so fun chatting with you and learning more about your background. But I want to do a couple more get to know you questions to let the viewers know you a little bit better. So we're going to do this or that. Have you played that before?
No, I say all the time this or that, but I don't know what it is.
So I'm just going to ask you, you know, apples or strawberries, questions like that. Okay.
Oh, okay. But don't ask me that one. I don't like either one.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. Good to know. Okay. Let's
mango or something else.
Oh, so mango.
Mango. Like,
okay. Yeah. That's the go-to fruit. Got it. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's see. Rock or EDM music?
EDM.
Me too. Italian or Thai food?
Thai food.
Remember when you came and trained and we got Thai food? That's how we bonded, partner bonding. Yeah.
That was our first partner date.
Yes, partner date. Nice. Breakfast or dinner?
Oh, dinner for sure. Unless the breakfast is big. Then,
okay.
But dinner, yeah. I like dinner. I like big meals. I don't like a little breakfast thing.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Well, what about coffee? Hot coffee or iced coffee? Do you drink
I anything? Never drink coffee. I'm caffeinated since I wake up.
There's no like go-to morning drink to wake you up?
Water. Wake me up. I'm awake. Every time.
You're ready to go. You have the
I'm
high
ready to
energy
go.
All the
and
time.
Yeah, sometimes I'll actually wake up at like to pee at like 4 a.m. and I'll be like, do I have to go to sleep again? Like, I'm ready. I don't want to sleep anymore.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. Yeah. This is an interesting one. Are you more of a talker or a listener?
I guess both, I would say.
Okay.
I like to talk. I mean, I whenever they ask me questions, I'm definitely not the kind of person that will approach you and start telling you about my problems or something. So,
okay.
Yeah, I prefer if it's about complaints or stuff like that, I prefer to listen.
Got it.
I you won't find me telling you like, yeah, weird stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. What about camping or a cruise?
Definitely a cruise.
I love
I'm
cruises.
A prince.
Have you been
I'm
on
a
one?
Prince. Yes. Yes, I've gone to cruises, yes.
Okay, nice. Concert or sporting event?
A concert, definitely, 100%.
Who do you want to see in concert?
I don't know. I saw Bad Bunny like 4 weeks ago, and that was my actual to go, which I'm going to go see him again in Atlanta. Just
oh,
because.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Bad Bunny is good. He has good music.
Yeah.
Okay. Math or science? This is taking you back to like.
Science.
Science. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last question, singing or dancing?
Oh, dancing. 100%.
Dancing. Have you taken a dance class ever, or do you just have the natural rhythm?
I have taken dance classes. Yes, I used to back when I was 15 years old, or yeah, 15 years old. My girlfriend at the time, she was a dancer. So yes, so I was going to see her a lot, making her shows in hotels and stuff like that. And I did take some dancing lessons, and I learned dancing back at the day because of her.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Who knows? Maybe you could have been on, you know, America's
Don't push
Got
it.
Talent.
I have, I have a lot of talent, but don't push it.
Okay, got it. Well, the last question I'm going to ask you, because I love to ask, you know, if you win the gold medal on the PPA tour in singles or doubles, and you get to go to a karaoke bar after, what song are you singing?
I guess I'll go with my song is Bruno Mars, and we're gonna put Runaway Baby.
Wow, okay. I would love to hear this. We need to win the tournament and then go celebrate at karaoke. There's some good spots in Orange County.
100%. Sign me up. Even if I lose the tournament, we're going.
Either way, we're going to make it fun. And that's what's so great about you, Jaume, is pickleball is so fun. It brings people together. It's the best sport ever. I always like to emphasize that on the show. Everyone needs to play. And you do such a good job of keeping it fun, keeping it positive, and bringing that community together. So thank you for sharing your journey so far with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I really enjoy all the support that I'm getting from crowds. They every time I show up in a tournament, there is so many people that want pictures and signatures, and it's only good words towards me. And that's what keeps me like going, because I usually get burnt real quick of things. I get bored. So just the people interacting with me like that and being so nice to me, it keeps me going and it makes me do better. Makes me want to do better.
That is awesome to hear. Wow, Jaume. Well, thank you so much for coming on this episode of the Merry-Go-Round podcast. Where can people find you on social media?
I only have my Instagram. It's Jaume MVICH. Yeah, maybe you can link it there, because probably they don't know how to spell Jaume. Jaume, Jaume. God, I can do it.
That is good. Okay, we will get that information in the description. Yeah. And thank you to everyone who listened to this episode of the Merry-Go-Round podcast. You can find me at marybracha.pickleball on Instagram. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.